Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sis nerds.
Hello, hello.
I hope you guys are all having a lovely Friday, and today we're going to be talking about a very, very, very important topic, which is the topic of books Haley is needing to read.
Okay, so I feel like this is like an ongoing theme for us right now, because I feel like every time we get to record together, we're talking about how I am behind in my reading.
Yes, you are.
And honestly, I feel somewhat bad about it, but also I know that it's true, and so it's just like I feel like people are getting sick of hearing this. Are you just getting sick of hearing me or Maddie saying you gotta read this, and then I go I don't have time, because I feel like that's the conversation we have like every single time.
But today we're gonna go into more specifics of exactly what books I want you to read and why.
Okay, so this is If we're going to go through this whole list, you got to give like one sentence reasoning, because my sister, aka Madison, aka who's listening, aka who's recording with me, has decided, which we've said this before. I said, hey, you know what? I wish I had the ability to do like what those YouTubers do where they're like, let's just harken back to that one time I said that one thing. And then they cut to like that scene of them in the previous video saying the thing. But we have said this for like 2 or 3 podcasts now. There was one like a little bit back where I was like, you know, in my best like back, you know, back in time voice of like my other video of like, you know, when I think it would just be best if you could just compile a list for me so mm-hmm. that I know what's worth my time.
That is what you know said. Uh-huh. You know, I wish we could. I don't know where you said it. Yeah, but
I've totally said that. So Madison has taken that to heart and has made a list. It's like made a list.
You can't, here's the thing. You can't tell me anything as like a random suggestion.
I've realized.
In more ways than just this. You can't be like, oh, you know, like what and then I'm like, oh, I want you to look it up for it. Want me to make you a list? And I will make a list. Like, I will do. I'll spend hours.
Let me just do this for you that you've mentioned one time in a side comment, and now I've given you a whole spreadsheet. Here you go. And it's like, oh, okay, thank you. So you know what?
Appreciate it's my love it. Language.
Appreciated. Appreciated. But you actually did compile a list. You have put together. I don't know how many. I'm not even going to count. It's not horrible, but it's a good amount. And I think I just need like, and you put them in order as to worth reading. Now, since you've sent this to me, is there anything else you think that should have been added that you have not? Because I have the list that you sent me, but I know you've read more books since you've sent me this list. So is there anything on this list that you think, or something that you've read recently that is not on the list?
No.
Okay.
I think, because I compiled the list September 1st. Today, September 15th. Mm-hmm. And since then, I think I've 0 days, and that is it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think this list is, I will say the reason to preface why we decided we were going to talk about this today is because I told Haley, sent her on Instagram, that talked about how Lessons in Chemistry by Bob. I knew this was happening, but it's coming out.
I didn't know.
I knew. I knew back. Okay, well. Fancy. Whatever. It is becoming a TV series on Apple TV. It premieres October 13th, which is in less than a month, which is why you have to, another reason it has to be higher on your list. Starring Brie Larson, well, which is not who I list. Pictured. It is. It needs it to be even higher. It is literally on number one. Okay, higher on
there's
your
no higher than
TBR.
Oh.
On your personal TBR.
I see.
Yes.
Okay, so I have this thing. I'm intrigued as to, like, why you love it so much. I know you've talked about it before. So with this list of TBR that you have sent me, like I said, can mm-hmm. you give me like one word or not one word, maybe one sentence as to why, as you like are explaining why you believe this book is worth being on the list? Because I feel like there are some on here that I'm like, okay, yeah, I can see why you would think that's interesting. But also there's a few that I'm like, yeah, but I feel like you like didn't talk this one up that much. Like you're kind of like, eh, like, I don't know. So I feel like I'm like getting mixed signals from some of the books on the list. So that's why I like need, I need like as to why.
Yes,
so,
I will say I think the vast majority of books on this list are either a 5 or a 4 star.
Okay.
So.
But do you want, really quick though, before we dive into this, do you want to know how many books are on my book of the month shelf? That I have not read before
sure.
you throw
also,
this at me?
Sure. Also, the list of TBR for you is 16 books. I counted.
Okay. Well, do you want to know how many books
sure.
I have on my books to rate shelf on
sure.
book of the month? You want to guess?
15.
You are very close. 18.
Oh, no.
So your list of TBR is not
nope.
super high.
No one says you have to read book of the month first.
I know that. Of course I know that because the books I've been reading are not book of the month. So that's why I'm behind. I told myself this is going to be the first year if I do not like get around to reading book of the month. This is going to be the first year. I can't even tell you since when that I have not completed the challenge and gotten a special toy or treat or, you know, gift or whatever.
Oh, so you got to complete the challenge.
I have
How
to.
Close are you?
Not close. I've done 2 page pushers, which you only need one, so that's obnoxious. I've read 5 books out of 15, and I have 0 debuts.
Oof.
So I am not doing well. But I know some of these books, like, can count for 2.
Yeah.
Like, 2 of them.
Like, you want to hear how I'm doing on my challenge?
Everything's all up to date.
I've read 22 of 15 books. I've read 5 of... 5 of 3 debuts and 5 of 1 page pushers.
You know, I only have, I'm even looking here. So far, I've only seen I have 1 debut available and I'm supposed to read 3 on my show.
Well, you got, you know what? I've gotten into this before
okay,
where
two,
I had to like prioritize a debut in my next 3 box.
Okay, I have for sure 3 books that are debuts and I do want to read them.
So I say read Lessons in Chemistry and then prioritize getting your reading challenge done.
Okay, but I don't even have Apple TV to watch this little series.
How about we go into it together? We'll pay for it together. Or watch it together.
We'll figure it out. Okay. So anyway, so we're getting off track.
We are.
That's why I'm like, you sent me this list of TBR. You know that you want me to read these books because you think they're amazing. Mm-hmm. I bet they are amazing.
Yeah.
I also have my book of the months that are compiling. That doesn't help that when I get like multiple books per month, I don't know why I'm doing this myself.
Yeah,
I literally got 3 books this last month. And I was just like, oh, why did I do this? Because I want to read them. But now they're just going to sit there. Like, oh gosh. But so I have, let's just say, I have a lot to read. And Max the other day was like, why do you keep getting all these books for a book of the month? You're like going to run out of books to put on like your Christmas list or things that you could get other ways. Like if you are just going to get them yourself. And then I said, well, this is a good reminder that book of the month is only $10.99
mm-hmm.
per add-on instead of like, and I
so
even opened them.
Cheaper.
I was like, this book would have been $28. This one would have been $29. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
see, it's a better deal for everybody.
Such a good deal.
But anyway, besides my Pokemon, so now you have this list of TBR and you have Lessons in Chemistry as number one. So you are like dying, apparently, for me to read this book. You want me to read it after 0 days, which I'm almost done with. So give me one sentence as to why.
Okay, let me think. Witty humor, intriguing characters. There you go.
Okay.
Boom. And then, so after Lessons in Chemistry, but and also author's debut novel, and she's like 60. So, like, gotta give her some love, you
60?
know? Yes.
Wow.
Lady, and she wrote this wonderful book.
Good for her.
Yeah. So then second to that, I by Rebecca Mackay. Did you read any other, have you read any other books by Rebecca Mackay, may I ask? Okay, I have read one other book by her besides what's it called? The Great Believers, and that was a decent book as well. But I have some questions for you. The reason you need to read this book is, in short, you are a true crime lover, and this is a book for true crime podcast lovers. It 100% it is. It makes references to true crime we know in the past. It is, I mean, just the description of what happened and the timelines and the alibis. It's just it's just so good. You have to read it. The Kind Worth Killing by Peter Swanson is next on the list.
Is
In
that the
one,
part one of that part two
yes.
that just came out? Okay.
Yes, it is the first one. I like it better than the second one, personally. Why you need to read this is because if you liked, if you'll like this.
I medium like My Lovely Wife.
Okay, you'll like this better.
Okay.
Her Every Fear by Peter Swanson.
Is
Another
that the
Peter
number
Swanson.
two?
It's a totally different book. Is one of his
Okay.
early books.
Okay.
This is this in a similar way that like Daisy Darker, there's like certain parts I just can't stop thinking about that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there is something like that in this book that literally I can't even tell you. It'll like randomly pop up in my head at random moments where I'm like, oh
That's
my
how I
gosh,
feel
I
about the That's what I how I feel about the History of Wild Places or whatever that's called.
I
Isn't that
have
what that
it
book's
with
called?
me. Up, yeah, something, yeah, History of
That
Wild Places.
book, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes
You
that
know
just
what,
randomly pops in
Haley?
my head. So it's one of those. Okay.
It is. You know what? Look, I'm gonna do this right now. I'm gonna
Oh, we're
pull,
gonna do
no.
an exchange. Here we
No,
go. I'm
no,
ready.
no.
I've got a deal. I've got a deal. I've got a
Okay.
Michiganopoly deal for you.
Okay.
I
Okay.
will read Lessons in Chemistry when I'm done with 0 days if you will read History of Wild Places. And then
Next,
we
or
can
at
talk
some
about
point
them.
soon.
No, next.
Fine.
When I am done with 0 days, when
Fine,
we
fine,
both
fine.
are done, we will pick it up because that is a book I've been wanting you to read a lot
I
because I want to talk
know.
about it with you. And you really want me to read Lessons in Chemistry. So then one of our episodes after we do a 0 days review, which should be out next week, after that, we can say, were these top books worth being the top for TBR?
You think you'll get Lessons of Chemistry done by next week or 2 weeks from now?
I'm gonna try my darn best.
Okay.
But this, okay,
So
but
yeah, but there's like a, I literally need you to read it because there's literally this scene that I, oh my gosh, it's, oh my gosh, it's just, that's how I feel about it. I just can't.
okay.
It is,
Is it like a
it's
an Alice
psychological.
Feeney, like a His and Hers,
Kind of. It's
like a
very
Alice?
psychological. It is kind of like a his and hers-ish feeling. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know if I've read any other book like it, but there's just like this psychological element to it, that is so good. Anyway, I love it. Then I have on here, None of This Is True by
You know how I feel. You know how I feel.
I know, you're neutral. You're neutral on it.
No.
What?
I'm like, I just do not like Lisa Jewell
Fine, fine.
anymore.
You
I
can
told you that.
bypass it. You can
I have written
bypass
her
it.
off. No, but you said if there was a Lisa Jewell that you think could redeem it for me. this would be the one?
It is.
No, I would give it a chance. I'd give it a chance because she's like that author where it's like, you know, I've read two or three and I've written her off. She's one of those mm-hmm. people. But if you actually think it is good and it doesn't seem like she's writing on the fly, then I will read it.
I don't think she's writing on the fly with this. I will say it is, or none of this is true, is it is so... It is, again, it feels very true crimey. It feels very true crimey. It's and also a documentary about what happened. So you know something terrible happens. So it very much keeps you on your feet. Next mm-hmm. is Hello Beautiful by Anne Napolitano. Both read Dear Edward by her as well. Very good. I do prefer Dear Edward, but Dear Edward to me feels a little bit more juvenile because it is like the perspective of a young boy, and Hello Beautiful is definitely more of a mature story as it looks at the four sisters and the things that come between them. As it's like Little Women-y aspects, but also just a very good family drama story.
Also, I do like a good family drama.
I think you would really like it. All right.
Next. I think for me, I've now like I've started to figure out some of the authors that I do enjoy family drama with, and I don't mm-hmm. associate Anne Napolitano with family drama. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I've not been super drawn to wanting to read that one specifically, because like, yes, mm-hmm. I like her and I know she's a recognizable name, and I liked Dear Edward. I didn't love it as much as you did, but I did like mm-hmm. it. So, but like, I think I wasn't drawn to it because it's like, oh, I don't associate her with something family drama. I associate with like Mary Beth Keane or Tracy Lang with family mm-hmm. drama or something like that. But I don't really associate her. And so that is a little more interesting. And I loved Little Women. So this is helpful for me.
I think you would really like it. I'm glad that that has helped.
Okay. And the next one I already got it.
You do?
The Collected Regrets of Clover.
Did you get it from me?
I got it from Book of the Month.
Wait, since when? We both got it?
I put it in my box last month after your raving review.
Really?
Hey. I own a copy of it now.
Look,
it was really good. And
how did
like
I not even see your screenshot?
I literally sent you my screenshot of Book of the Month, and I thought you saw it, and you were like, yay! Because I was like, oh my gosh, she saw that I added it, because I was asking about it, and like, you really think I would like it? And you were like, yeah, I really do. And so then I added it in my box. So apparently all of that conversation did not even stick in your brain, and you are just now yet again learning that I added it to my box.
I see it now. I must not have just been paying attention that day. I probably just saw you shipped it and was like, yay.
Yeah, Eleanor, but you said it's a mixture of Eleanor, Elephant is Completely Fine, and what was the other one you said you compared it to?
Oh, man, I can't remember now.
And another book I really love. In another book I really love.
Eleanor, Oliphant, and...
Midnight Library,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It is so good. And it also gives me vibes of... This is going to be so incredibly... This gives me vibes of, like, the beginning chapters of The Goldfinch when he's still in New York City.
Okay. I get that.
Yeah. Okay, so, great. Yeah, because it's super like good. He's grieving because she's grieving as well. She like when she's like 5 years old goes and lives with her grandpa because her parents. And so like the grief that she feels like akin to the grief that Theo feels in The Goldfinch, as well as like they're in New York City. So like there's New York City vibes as well. Ah, so good.
Okay.
Maybe. So LOL, I can't believe I didn't even pay attention. That goes to show how much I was looking at your box.
Thanks.
All right. You're wrong. Next is The Push by Ashley Audrain. That I need you to read this. And mm-hmm. I will say the one sentence about it would be it is psychologically messes with your head in the best way possible.
Okay.
It's very good.
Is it like Remind me really quick what it's about again, because the I keep thinking something about like labor and delivery. Does that have anything to do with that?
So it's about a it's about a mom who has a difficulty connecting with her baby.
Okay.
Her and then her but her husband has no problems connecting with her daughter, but she just has a difficulty connecting. And as her daughter becomes that she might be.
Okay. She's got bad soul.
Mm-hmm. That's what the mom is suspicious of. But her husband doesn't see it. Nobody else sees it. And it's only when her daughter's around her that she acts that way.
Interesting.
It is very
makes you think
good.
Of that.
Baby Teeth, that one or whatever?
Yep. Baby mm-hmm. Teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never read that one, but I don't know. I think that one was it's supposed to be a little bit darker.
Yeah.
Than The Push.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. The Wishing Game by Meg Schaefer. Just recently read this one. I recommend it. Very cute, very whimsical. It's a good happy read, I would say. And it's quick, less than 300 pages.
Good to have those.
Yep.
Oh wow. Okay, great.
Katie Williams, a very
I'm already book, intrigued by that.
A very intriguing book about is her and a couple other women who are murdered by the same serial killer. Life with this like technology, and there is a like a fun, not fun twist, very interesting twist that I did not see coming at all in this book.
I had no clue that they like kind of came back to life. Sorry. Yeah, that sounds interesting. I had no clue that they had kind of come back to life with, like, a special technology. I thought it was, like, kind of a reflective, kind of like a Lovely Bone situation, but it's not.
Oh,
ooh,
that
makes
brings
me intrigued
them
even
back
more.
To life. Mm-hmm.
I love that. That, like, intrigues me even more. So that's exciting for me.
It's so good. I really like it. You can, I mean, obviously you can move these around as you will on your own personal list of what sounds good to you. Then This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub made me cry. It's about this whose dad is getting sicker and sicker, dementia or something like that. And like one day she goes to bed and when she wakes up, she's like 15 years back in the past and her dad is young again and she's like in her teenage body. Anyway, like, it's so good. It's so time travel-y. It's
you
very,
love
like,
time travel.
on like a father-daughter relationship or just like a parent-child relationship in any aspect. No, it was and reflective in a good way. This Time Tomorrow gives me similar vibes to how I felt about The Collected Regrets of Clover as well when it came to like the emotional relationship connection. It was so good.
Awesome.
Florence Adler Swims Forever by Rachel Beanland. I'm not good. I don't. Have you looked up what some of these books are about or no?
No.
Do not look up
some
what this
of them
book
I
is
know.
About. I don't want you to look up
I don't even know what this
it.
Cover looks like.
That's great. Don't look up
is
what
this
it
from
is
Book
about.
Of the Month?
No, I got it from. This is the book that, like, I had gotten a Book of the Month called The House is on Fire. And then the very, the next week I read this book, found out it was the same author, and I didn't even realize. Didn't even pay attention. But I got this at the library because I thought the title sounded interesting. I thought the cover was kind of cool. It, like, was kind of, like, almost, like, looked like an artsy, almost like a Monet-style painting of a woman stepping out into the water in, like, a bathing suit. And I didn't know anything about it. And so I started reading it, and it literally, like, was so shocking to me. It was, but also simultaneously very cute. And there's a lot of love amongst the characters in it. It's a historical.
So is it like romance? Historical fiction?
It's historical fiction. And it's actually inspired by an actual thing that happened in the author's, like, family history. So, like, something, the whole thing is inspired by something that was, like, I think, like, her great aunt or something that happened to her. But do not look up anything else about the book. It's just it's historical fiction, family drama.
Is it about that
drama.
Girl that swims forever?
There, There is a swimmer involved, yes.
But is it like that lady that I was telling you about the movie that's coming out? Is it about that lady? The
kind Cuba of lady? It's a similar like preface.
Is it like she crosses the like?
You gotta just channel? Read it. You'd have to just read it.
I bet you don't look up what it's about. I bet you it's about the lady that swam the English Channel.
I will, but do not look up anything else.
Okay.
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 All right, then next
Covenant
is
of,
I have this lower on the list for you. Covenant of Water by Abraham
Is
Verghese.
Is this the one that's like the like Indian family?
Yes. Yes. It's like 700 pages okay. long, which is what.
Yeah, this is the crazy one.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I love, I've been to India. I love Indian culture. My debut novel, Take My Sunshine, has a Indian character in it who goes to India. So I love India. I spent a solid time in India. And this is based in Kerala, India, which is, and right, it's in Kerala. I think. Now I'm losing it. Is it Kerala or Goa? I think it's Kerala. But it is about, I've told you about this before, but it's about this, it's like this long fame. I give it 5 stars, 724 pages.
No, but it's like how they Kerala, two yeah. people kind of like these people and these characters kind of all like interact, and there's like a doctor and then there's like this other girl, and sometimes yes. they all kind of cross paths during whatever. Yeah. I remember this.
Yeah. So the, yeah, there's a doctor and then it's like this whole family that like there is a history of people randomly drowning like that. Passes on yeah. their family, and like not even randomly drowning, being like afraid of the water, and those mm-hmm. are the ones that end up drowning. And so there's, it's like almost like they're like this some sort of like mystical thing that's wrong with the family or whatever, as well as like there's people in the family who aren't affected. It's not like everybody who like want to get to like the bottom of it, crossed with like this like Scottish doctor who's been living in India and all these connections. And it's so good. I think, like, to get through it, I gave myself, like, I had to read at least 100 pages a day, but because it was really helpful, so I finished it in about a week, and I felt very connected in the characters' lives. So good. It was like an Oprah pick. I really, really loved it. But definitely has to be, like, a book where, like, you're off school for a little bit and you are in the mood to dive into, like, a generational story.
Okay.
So good. So then moving into audiobooks, I put those at the bottom just because they're a slightly different format of book. So I have I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. You have to read it because it is so mind-boggling and eye-opening to what someone who, you know, grew up on Nickelodeon experienced. Very, it made me very sad for her.
I think I can understand and appreciate, and this is such like a like petty thing, but I can totally understand, like I know a lot of those kids stars go through mm-hmm. so much trauma and just like even having bad access to like their money and like it's like mm-hmm. you know tons of things like that. I just think I cannot get over the title of that book. Like it just is not something that I'm like, oh, I want to pick that up. Like there's something about it that I'm not like, oh, I'm intrigued. I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of mean. Honestly.
Well, I mean, it's because her mom was terrible to her. Her mom was terrible.
Well, I'm sure her mom was terrible, but like that's also like celebrating her mom's death is kind of odd to me. So I think maybe it would be something that I would have to go in with an open mind because the title itself does not make me want to read it.
And I think like the title is supposed to either like intrigue you or like push people away. Because it is like a very like shocking title. But I mean like her mom was her abuser. So, like, she's glad that the person who abused her whole life is not alive anymore. And I feel like she is allowed to feel those feelings.
Well, I'm
relief.
Sure she's allowed to feel like that. I just think that's such a harsh way to say
it. It is a harsh way.
So, I think that's why I'm like, I know people loved it. And it was, like, Book of the Month pick. Or not Book of the Month. Barnes & Noble pick or things like that. So, I'm like, I totally understand that that's probably awesome. But I am not one of those people that I'm drawn to picking it up. That's you know, fair. I'm not like. That sounds awesome.
I was also like a big iCarly fan, and I was a big Jeanette McCurdy
fan
in general.
McCurdy.
So
yeah,
like
so
yeah.
You are like, ooh, I love her.
Yeah,
I want
that's
to know
fair.
More
you
about
can
her
you can bypass that if you want. But I listened to an audiobook and it was very, very good. Okay. And then next is A Very Punchable Face by Colin Jost.
The guy that looks like he's 20, but he's like 50 or something like that.
He's married to Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. He looks super young, but he's old.
He's like 40.
Well, he looks like he's got a baby face.
Is he does that have guy? A baby face. Yeah, it is that guy. He talks about his life growing up on Staten Island. He's just very humorous. Very intriguing, very fun book, I would personally say.
Okay.
And then last but not least is Born a Crime by Trevor Noah. Absolutely.
I already know so much about this one.
I know, but it's like, it's literally like, however you feel about him as a person or a comedian aside, his story growing up in South Africa, his story growing up, like knowing that he was a product of literally like a criminal thing, which is because he's mixed at the time that he was born, was a crime. Like, it was not allowed to happen. And then just like the intriguing stories that he shares about his family, and his mother specifically, Patricia, she's great. It's so immersive, and he like does like the voices for people as well, but it's like his family members. He talks about just his identity and like how he felt about feeling he gets like pulled away like from a relationship with his dad at a very young age. It's just like literally like however you feel about him and his like, some people aren't like a fan of his comedy. I think he's hilarious, but however you feel about that aside, like he's such a great storyteller when it comes to sharing just what it was like for him growing up in South Africa in one of the most unique perspectives. Highly recommend it.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely, I mean, this is something you've recommended for me for a long time, so I definitely know that it is probably worth the listen. It's just something that I always forget about. I'm like, oh yeah, but like I have a connection to South Africa, and I have watched him before in his comedy. I honestly have not looked him up for like forever, so I don't even know like anything he's said recently or anything like that.
He has such a good stand-up special on Netflix that I absolutely love. Oh my gosh,
I think you told
so
me
funny.
About that. But yeah, so I definitely know you've been telling me for like years to listen to that one. So I'm not surprised it's on the list.
And that's it. That's all 16.
Okay. Well, I would say out of the descriptions of what you've been saying, the ones that intrigue me the most to want to read are probably, and this isn't necessarily in an order, but I made little notes. I think My Murder just went up on my list because of the way that you described that, when like how they're able to like, they actually come back to life to try to help solve the crime, which is super cool. Little special way to do that. Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting. I think Her Every Fear, because I love the Daisy Darker twist, because it just like sticks with you, kind of like a Behind Her Eyes for me, where it's like, oh, what? Like,
that blows my mind. So that's the same author.
Nah, well, I know.
Right.
I love.
No, yeah. Not Behind Her Eyes.
No, it's Sarah Pember.
That's Sarah Pember. I was thinking of Before She Knew Him.
Yeah, Before She Knew Him. Yeah, that's a really great one as well. I do think I started, I don't know if you know this, but I did start, I Have Some Questions for You. I read like just a few pages, but it was so like, at the time it felt very like true crime nerdy. Like it was like these two girls like at a bar talking about true crime. And I was like, this feels just such like a nerdy book to pick up right now, like about a true crime. Like it just was like, oh yes, this could be like Ashley Flowers and Britt sitting at a bar and chatting from like Crime Junkie or whatever. And I think when I was picking it up to read it, I was not feeling like I wanted to pull up all of my true crime knowledge to be able to track the conversation, because I should know what they're talking about, you know what I mean? But I think at the time I was looking for something a little bit more like mindless.
I will say that like in that book there are references to actual true crime that I was familiar with, but I think there's also like different aspects that are not supposed to be like recognizable. Okay. Whether like I, because there's like, there'll be times where she's like ranting about, or maybe it's like this case with the girl who did this, or maybe it's like that case with the guy who did that. And I was like, I think that eventually it turns from recognizable to either incredibly obscure or just listing crazy things because it's probably happened to somebody somewhere, or even if it didn't, it just like kind of adds to this brick of true crime stuff. So I don't think you're supposed to catch every reference.
Okay.
No.
That's what I was feeling. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I should be tracking with this whole conversation.
Nope.
I don't have the mental energy to do that.
I would
right
say
now.
Some of it is literally just for emphasis of like okay. how often like these things happen to regular people, even if we don't even know the story.
Amazing. Okay, mm-hmm. cool. I would say those are some of the ones that obviously, and then like, I got the collector regrets of Clover in my box. But yeah, I definitely think that this is a really good list, and I appreciate you compiling it. And next time I'll be more cautious with my wording and make sure that I don't put you up to a task if I don't actually want results.
That's just the beauty that you get from having me as a sister.
Well, I appreciate it because then you can do the work and I don't have to, and then I can still get the answers.
Exactly. And that's why I do it. That is why I do, because I know you're a busy lady.
Yes, very.
But we know, what are you reading at the moment then?
I was hoping to finish 0 Days by Ruth Ware last night, but my children went to bed later than anticipated.
How
and
dare
literally
they?
When I left one of the bedroom, the eldest son got up out of bed, and I was sitting in my stairwell. I was like taking a breather. I think you had sent me a message or something. So I was looking at my phone for a minute, and then over the edge of my railing, I hear,
oh my gosh.
Like, what are you doing out of your bed? I thought you were asleep. No. Like, crap. Will you come lay back with me? So I'd like lost like another probably like half hour, 45 minutes of
my
time to go lay back with him. So I did not get around to actually reading until like 9 or 9:30 last mm-hmm. night. And I was like, I can't get like 200 pages done.
No,
right now. Like,
yeah.
I am just, and I didn't want to pump it out because it's Ruth Ware. Like, it I told so myself, good. If this was any other author, I could just push through. I don't even really care. Not a big deal. I'm not going to miss. I don't want to like, I can miss details, but mm-hmm. I love Ruth and she deserves my full attention. And so yeah. I hopefully will be able to get it done this weekend. So we have our review for next week, but yeah, it just did not end up going the way I was hoping yesterday.
I'm just laughing, picturing your kid doing that. I love him so much. He's a cutie.
I know. Like, what are you doing? I cannot. He does stuff like that all the time. Like, dude. Or in the mornings, my alarm will go off. And I get up, like, not horribly early, but, like, decently early. Like, my first alarm goes off at, like, 5:45. And then the second one's at, like, 6. No, first is at, like, 5:30. And then there's a 5:45. And then there's a 6. And I kind of sometimes get up between 6 and 6:15. Ideally, that is like when I need to get up to get some stuff done before I have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Religiously, almost every morning when I get up to get ready for school and to get my stuff together, he gets up somehow. He knows that I'm about to go do something. And he comes into my room and he's like, Mom, will you come lay with me? Like, dude, I have to go downstairs now. I have to go get ready. I can't. I actually don't have time to do this. And then if I go in there, then I like delay my whole morning and then I get late and all that stuff. He just has this weird internal clock that he just knows that when I need to get something done, he's like, can you come play with me? And
oh
so
my.
I told myself, like, you know, enjoy these moments. It's, you know, mm-hmm. you'll be okay. But sometimes I'm like, buddy, I love you, but I need to get dressed. I have to leave in 15 minutes. Like, I cannot stay with you another, like, you know, another 5 minutes because I don't even have my clothes on yet. I have pajamas on. I cannot wear those to school. So anyway, all that to say, he's pretty great, but
he is good.
There's a lot of balancing that has to be done of trying to get stuff I want to get done and also just mom thing. So
I will get
0 Days good. Done this weekend. That's the goal.
Sounds good.
Okay, so then what are you reading since you've already read that and probably more? So oh no, you said you only need 0 Days, you've not read anything else, so then what are you reading?
So I'm still reading Just Another Missing Person by Gillian McAllister. To be honest, I've barely picked it up in the last week. It's not like called to me. I've not been interested in it.
Read something else. Then set it down and read something else.
That's not what I do though. I don't do that. So I'll get to it. I'll get through it. And then I'll read the Wild Places one.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I'm reading at the moment.
You don't sound very intrigued to read the Wild one.
No, I am. I keep rubbing my eyes because I got allergies and it makes me sleepy.
Bummer.
I know.
That is a bummer.
But that is what I'm reading at the moment.
All right.
Well, I'm super excited for our review, which will come next week, of Zero Days. And thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Lit Sis. Thank you, Haley, for dealing with me telling you what to do all the time and what to read. But I hope that you will find joy in the books I recommended to you.
I hope I do too. And the 18 others on my shelf from Book of the Month.
Yes. All right, you guys, thanks for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.